wife, my kids.
What's your name?
My name is Oscar Shapley.
Where do you live?
Orange, New Jersey.
Got a couple of kids, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they're just babies. A little golden-haired girl.
You ever heard of Bugs Dooley?
Bugs Dooley?
Yes, yes. He was a nice guy, just like you. But he made a mistake one day. Got a little too talkative. You know what happened to his kids?
No.
Well, I can't tell you. But when Bugs heard about it, he blew his brains out.
Oh, jeez, that's terrible.
Yeah, now beat it.
Yeah, thanks, mister. Can I go back now?
To the bus? Say, what do you think I am, crazy? You're walking, see?
Oh, yes, yes, sir.
Come on, scram.
Sure. Anything you say, mister. You ain't gonna shoot me in the back, are you?
Oh, if you don't beat it, I'll do
worse.
I'll go. Come on, get going.
All right, folks, all aboard.
Hey, wait a minute, driver.
Come on, get in.
Never mind, we're getting off here, me and the young lady.
What's that?
Come on, Brad.
Well, what's the matter?
Come on, don't ask so many questions. Here, give me your hand.
Got your suitcase?
Yeah, thanks.
Well, now that we're stranded in the middle of a country road in the dead of night, maybe you'd let me in on the big secret. What's the idea?
The idea? We're gonna take a little walk, Brad. Mr. Shapley may shoot off his mouth after all.
Well, where are we going to walk to?
The next town, wherever that is. Come on, pick him up and lay him down. We got a long way to go.
Ugh, how long does this cross-country hike keep up? My feet are killing me.
Stop here if you want.
Here? Where are we?
Virginia.
Well, yes, I know, but where?
Oh. Well, I can't say for sure right now, but from the looks of that hay rack, I guess we're on somebody's farm.
Where's the farmhouse?
Well, what difference does that make?
You don't mean that we're going to sleep out here in the open, do you?
I don't know about you, but I'm going to give a fairly good imitation of it.
Peter.
What?
I'm awfully hungry.
Oh, that's just your imagination.
No, it isn't. I'm hungry and scared.
You can't be hungry and scared both at the same time.
Well, I am.
If you're scared, it scares the hunger right out of you.
Well, not if you're more hungry than scared.
Yeah. All right. You win. Now let's forget about it.
I can't. I'm hungry.
Holy smokes. Why did I ever get mixed up with you? If I had any sense, I'd be in New York by this time.
And what about your big story?
Taking a dame back to a fiancé. I turned out to be a prize sucker, all right. Here, your bed's all ready. Come on.
You mean I'm supposed to sleep on that hay?
That's the idea.
Oh, it's all crackly.
Oh, shut up and go to sleep. I'm sick and tired of listening to a lot of complaints.
You know, you're becoming awfully disagreeable lately. You just snap my head off every time I open my mouth. If being with me is so distasteful to you, well, you can leave. You can leave anytime you see fit. Nobody's holding you here. Well, I can get along. I can get along very nicely without you. Peter, are you listening? I said I can get along very nice. Oh, Peter? Peter, where are you? Peter? Oh! No, Peter!
Hey, what's the matter? Oh. Hey, what are you yelling about?
Oh, Pete, I was so worried.
Well, what got into you? I was only gone a minute. I went to try to find you something to eat.
I know, but...
Well, here's a watermelon. I swiped it in the next field.
Huh? Well, I don't want it now.
What? Well, I thought you said you were hungry.
I was, but...
But what?
But I was so scared, it scared the hunger right out of me.
Holy jumping catfish. You'd drive a guy crazy.
I guess...
Shut up.
I was only going to say, I guess you're right.
Darn tootin' I'm right. Now go to sleep and forget about everything.
Yes, Peter. Peter.
What?
What are you thinking about?
By a strange coincidence, I was thinking of you.
Really?
Yeah. Wondering what makes dames like you so dizzy.
Oh.
Oh, what a morning. Look at the sun. Look at those fields.
Yes, look at my shoes. This dirt road is certainly hot on leather. By the way, what did you say we were supposed to be doing?
Hitchhiking.
Oh, well, you've given me a very good example of the hiking. Where does the hitching come in?
A little early yet. No cars out.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I'm going to sit right down here and wait until they come.
Suit yourself.
I intend to. Oh, now, Peter, suppose nobody stops for us.
They'll stop all right. It's all a matter of knowing how to hail them.
Well, you're an expert, I suppose.
I'm going to write a book about it. Call it The Hitchhiker's Hail.
There's no end to your accomplishments, is there?
Oh, you think it's simple, don't you?
No.
Well, it is. It's all in the old thumb, see? Now here. Some people do it like this, kind of a half wave and half point, with the thumb drooping across the palm. It's all wrong. Too indefinite. Never get any place.
Oh, the poor thing.
Yeah. But this old thumb never fails. Now take number one, for instance. Elbow close to the side. Thumb rigid and parallel to the right shoulder. Then a short, jerky movement, just the hand and wrist, like this, shows independence. You don't care whether they stop or not. You got money in your pocket, see?
Clever.
Yeah. But number two, that's a little wider movement from the elbow. The thumb describing a graceful arc from shoulder to waistline. A smile goes with it, like this. That means you got a brand new start.
And you figured that all out by yourself, huh?
That's nothing. Number three, that's a pip. Yeah, that's the pitiful one. You know, when you're broke and hungry and everything looks black.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. Shoulders saggy, mouth down, chin drooping. It's a long, sweeping movement of the whole arm like this. You gotta follow through, though.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. But it's no good if you haven't got a long face to go with it.
Oh, here comes the car.
Yeah, okay. Now watch me. I'm gonna use number one. Keep your eye on that thumb, baby, and watch what happens. Something must have gone wrong. I'll try number two this time. Hey, you!
Maybe he doesn't appreciate genius.
Well, let's try this, baby. Maybe number two won't work in the South. Going up, mister! Hey! I'll try number three on the next one.
When you get to 100, wake me up, will you?
I don't think I'll write that book after all.
All the fun you had. Do you mind if I try the next one?
You? Don't make me laugh.
Oh, you're such a smart aleck. Nobody knows anything but you. Look, I'll stop this car, and I won't use my thumb.
Well, what are you gonna do?
It's a system all my own. Left hand gracefully on left hip, head back, and inclined gently in the direction of travel, eyes twinkling. It's the twinkle that does it. Step aside, please. Oh, yoo-hoo!
Hello, sister. You going my way?
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, hop right in. My name is Baker.
Oh, so sweet of you, Mr. Baker. Would you mind if this gentleman rode with us, too?
Who? Him?
Well, yeah, me. I'm traveling with her.
Well, I don't like his looks any too much, sister.
Oh, that's all right. He's my uncle. He can't help looking like that. He used to be a newspaperman.
Oh, well, all right. Get in the back.
Thanks.
As I was saying, it's a system all my own.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll write a book about it, too. Let's see, called The Feminine Touch, or Go Thither with a Come Hither.
Oh, shut up.
So you want a cabin for a week, huh?
That's right.
For you and your wife?
That's right.
Well, that'll be $875.
Sold. Which one?
Take number four. And pay in advance.
Now listen, mister. I don't want to talk business right now. We're tired. I'll settle up with you in the morning.
Well, all right. Good night.
Good night. Come on, brat.
What'll you tell him in the morning?
I'll think of that then. Here, let's have that blanket.
Here it is.
If I build the walls of Jericho once more, I can qualify as an engineer.
Oh, I'm glad I can lie down for a change.
Yeah, me too. Well, we're on our last lap. Tomorrow morning, if all goes well, you'll be in the arms of your fiancé, the dope.
Mm-hmm. And you'll have a great story, won't you?
Yeah, swell.
Thanks.
Well, you certainly outsmarted your father. I guess you ought to be happy.
Am I going to see you in New York?
Nope.
Why not?
Well, I don't make it a policy to run around with married women.
Well, there's no harm in your coming to see us.
Not interested.
Well, won't I ever see you again?
What do you want to see me for? I've served my purpose. I brought you back to King Wesley, didn't I? That's what you wanted, wasn't it?
Peter. Have you ever been in love?
Me?
Yes. Have you ever thought about it at all? I mean, it seems to me that you could make some girl wonderfully happy.
Sure, I've thought about it. Yeah, who hasn't? If I could ever meet the right sort of a girl. Yeah, but where are you gonna find her? Somebody that's real? Somebody that's alive? They don't come that way anymore. You know, I saw an island in the Pacific once, never been able to forget it. It's where I'd like to take her. She'd have to be the sort of a girl who'd jump in the surf with me, love it as much as I did. You know, nights, and you, and the moon, and the water all become one. And you feel you're a part of something big and marvelous. Those are the only places to live. Where the stars are so close over your head that you feel you can reach up and stir them around. Well, sure, I've been thinking of it. Boy, if I could only find the girl who was hungry for those things.
Oh, Peter, take me with you. Take me to your island. I want to do all those things that you talked about.
You? You're crazy.
No, I'm not. I love you, Peter. Nothing else matters. We can run away. Everything will take care of itself. Please, Peter, I can't let you out of my life now. I couldn't live without you.
Ellie, you better go over there and go to sleep.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
Ellie, wait a minute.
Good night, Mr. Warren.
Ellie, did you really mean that? About the island? Would you really go?
Certainly not. You think I'm crazy?
Yeah, I guess I did. Just for a minute.
Peter, where are you? Peter?
Morning, Mrs. Warren.
Oh, good morning. Did you see Mr.? Did you see my husband?
Husband? Oh, why, he's gone.
Gone?
Yes, ma'am. Left about an hour ago.
Did he say where?
Not a word. But I heard him calling long distance. He spoke to a Mr. Gordon at the New York Globe office. Said he had a great story and was going right into New York to see him.
I see. Where's the telephone, please?
I don't think your husband will be there yet, Mrs. Warren.
Oh, will you stop calling me Mrs. Warren? I'm not Mrs. Warren. I never will be Mrs. Warren. My name is Andrews. Ellie Andrews.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Now, where's that phone?
Over there, ma'am. It's right over there.
Thank you.
Brr. Ow. Think it was my fault or something. My name ain't Mrs. Warren. My name is Andrews. Andrews? Ellie Andrews. Ellie. Oh, Ma. Ma! Come here quick, Ma.
I want to call New York, please. Yes. Person to person. Mr. King Wesley. Wesley. W. E. S-T-L-E-Y.
We pause for station identification. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. The curtain falls on Act Two of It Happened One Night, starring Claudette Colbert and Clark Gable. And now, let's indulge in a little fancy. Suppose your hands could talk. What would they say? Let's imagine Jane's hands are talking to each other while she's playing cards with her friends at the bridge table.
Isn't it fun? We fooled those women again.
Haven't we, though? They think Jane has a maid.
It's a great joke, isn't it? Why, we've been washing dishes for years.
And no one would guess it. Lux Flakes helps us to stay lovely looking.
Yes, I'm sure that is the way your hands would talk. If you used Lux for your dishes, Lux Flakes are kind to your hands. There is no harmful alkali to dry out the natural oils in your skin. No, indeed. Lux helps your hands stay soft and pretty, the kind of hands every woman wants. Just try Lux Flakes for your dishes. You'll like them. They're fast, they're gentle, and they're thrifty. Yes, unless the water's hard, the large size box of Lux will do dishes about 60 times. In hard water, a little more Lux gives you wonderful, rich suds. Yes, a little Lux goes so far. Lux is thrifty. Buy the generous large size box, won't you?
The thread of an accidental meeting which bound the lives of Ellie and Peter has become a tangled knot. Ellie is convinced that Peter walked out on her and has given him no chance to explain. It's 1 week later, the morning of Ellie's marriage to King Wesley. The bride-to-be sits alone in her room, staring mournfully at her reflection in the glass. Her father knocks at the door.
Ellie? Ellie?
Yes, Dad?
May I come in?
Come in. Hello, Dad.
I knocked several times.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have been daydreaming.
Yes, well, everything's set for the wedding. Great stunt King is going to pull, creating quite a furor.
Stunt?
Yes. Landing on the lawn in an autogyro.
Oh, yes, I heard.
Yes, personally, I think it's silly, too. You look lovely, child. Are you pleased with the gown? Ellie?
Oh, the gown. Yes, it's nice, isn't it?
What's the matter, child? What's wrong?
Nothing.
You haven't changed your mind about King Wesley, have you?
No.
Because if you have, it isn't too late. You know how I feel about him. But you gave me such a scare when I couldn't find you. You know, the old pump isn't what it used to be.
I'm sorry, Father. I wouldn't hurt you for the world.
What's the matter, child? Aren't you happy?
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, I thought so. I knew there was something on your mind. Oh, there now. What's the matter? You haven't fallen in love with someone else, have you? Have you? I haven't seen you cry since you were a baby. This must be serious. Where did you meet him?
On the road.
Now, don't tell me you've fallen in love with the bus driver.
No.
Who is he?
I don't know very much about him, except that I love him.
Well, if it's serious as all that, we'll move heaven and earth.
No, it's no use. He despises me.
Oh, come now.
Yes, he does. He despises everything about me. He thinks I'm spoiled and selfish and pampered and thoroughly insincere.
Ridiculous.
Well, he doesn't think much of you either.
Oh, no.
No. He blames you for everything that's wrong with me. He says you raised me stupidly. Oh, he's marvelous.
Well, what are we going to do about it?
I don't know.
I'd like to have a talk with him.
Oh, no, Daddy. It wouldn't do any good. I practically threw myself at him.
Well, under the circumstances, don't you think we ought to call this wedding off?
No. No, I'll go through with it. What difference does it make? I'll never see Peter again.
Is that his name?
Yes. Peter.
Peter Warren?
Yes. Do you know him?
No, not Not exactly.
Oh, Father, you haven't heard from him, have you?
I? Well, this letter came this morning addressed to me.
From Peter?
Yes. Here you are.
Dear sir, as your daughter has probably forgotten to tell you, there's a little financial matter connected with her safe return to your indulgent arms that I would appreciate you settling with me at your earliest convenience. Yours truly, Peter Warne. Oh. Well, I guess that was his only interest in me, wasn't it? The reward? $10,000.
I'm sorry you read it.
Are you going to see him?
Yes, as a matter of fact. I sent word to him to come here this afternoon. I suppose he'll show up soon.
Oh, of course he will. Well, pay him off. He's entitled to it. He did an excellent job. He kept me thoroughly entertained. It's worth every penny he gets.
Sit down, Mr. Warren.
Thanks.
I was surprised to get your note. My daughter hadn't told me anything about you, about your helping her.
Well, that's typical of your daughter. Takes all those things for granted.
I've discussed the matter with her since hearing from you, and she thinks you're entitled to anything you can get.
Oh, she does, huh? Now, isn't that sweet of her? Well, I've got it all itemized.
May I see the statement, please? Thank you. Cash outlay, $8.60. Top coat, $15. Suitcase, $7.50. Hat, $4. Three shirts, $4.50. Total, $39.60. All the above items had to be hocked to provide food and shelter.
And I'd sold some shorts and socks, too, but I'm throwing them in.
Yes, I know, but
well, what's the matter? Isn't it cheap enough? Trip like that would cost you $1,000, maybe more.
Now, let me get this straight. You want $39.60 in addition to the $10,000?
What $10,000?
Why, the reward.
Who said anything about a reward? All I want is $39.60. Now, if you give me a check for it, I'll get out of this joint. Gives me the jitters.
You're a peculiar chap.
Yeah, we'll go into that some other time.
The average man would go after the reward. All you seem to be interested
Listen,
in...
Listen, did anyone ever make a sucker out of you? This is a matter of principle, something you probably wouldn't understand. But when anybody takes me for a buggy ride, I don't like the idea of having to pay for the privilege.
Were you taken for a buggy ride?
Oh, with all the trimmings.
My daughter seems to think she was on that ride, too. She thinks you walked out on her.
Listen, your daughter can think anything she wants. I went to New York to raise a little dough for your daughter, so that she could go out on that tropical island. And what do I get?
What tropical
island? None of your business. Well, when I come back to get her, she's skipped. And that's great, isn't
it? Now, wait a minute.
What about my dough? Do I get it or don't I?
Certainly.
Thank you.
But I'd like to ask you one question. Do you love my daughter?
Any guy that'd fall in love with your daughter ought to have his head examined.
That's an evasion. Do you love her?
A normal human being couldn't live under the same roof with her without going nutty. She's my idea of nothing.
I asked you a simple question. Do you love her?
Yes. But don't hold that against me. I'm a little screwy myself.
Well, well, well. Look who's here.
Hello. I was hoping I wouldn't have to bump into you.
Really? I hope you got your money.
You bet I did.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Same to you.
Ellie, dear.
Stay around and watch the fun. King is going to drop down out of the skies any minute now in his favorite gyro. Oh, you'll enjoy it immensely.
I would, but I've got a weak stomach. Goodbye, Mr. Andrews.
Pleasant fellow, isn't he?
Ellie, dear, you shouldn't have talked to him like that. He's really a fine boy. We had quite a conversation.
I'm not interested.
Now, see here, Ellie.
I tell you, I'm not interested. I don't want to hear another word about him.
What on earth is that?
King, I guess. Landing on the lawn in his gyro.
Seems to be creating quite a lot of excitement among the guests.
Could you imagine? What is that?
Well, Ellie.
What's he doing?
Come on, Dad. Let's go down and get it over with.
King is waiting at the altar. All right. Take my arm. Let's go. You know, Ellie, you're a sucker to go through with this. That guy Warren is okay.
Please, Dad.
He is. He didn't want the reward. All he asked for was $39.60 that he spent on you.
What?
Sure. He loves you, Ellie.
How do you know?
He told me so.
Oh, Daddy. Oh. Well, it's too late now.
Is it? You don't want to be married to a mug like Leslie. You can buy him off for a pot of gold. And you can make an old man happy. Pete Warren is a swell guy.
Oh, please, please don't.
If you should change your mind, your car's waiting at the back gate. What do you say, Ellie? You've still got a few seconds.
Oh, Dad.
Is it Pete? Or is it this dumb cluck of an aviator?
Oh, it's Pete.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Oh, Daddy, kiss me quick.
Goodbye, Ellie.
Goodbye.
Run, Ellie. Run. Go on, Ellie. Go on. I'll never catch you.
I knew this was going to happen.
Go on. Go on.
Peter. What did you do with the marriage certificate? I can't find it anyplace.
Don't worry, Brat. Safe and sound in my inside pocket.
Oh, I was getting scared again.
Afraid I was going to back out?
Oh, it's too late now, Mr. Warren. Oh, Peter, I'm so happy. Where are we going for our honeymoon?
I got the place all picked out. A tourist cabin near Philadelphia.
A tourist cabin? Oh, Peter, that's grand.
Yeah, yeah. See that big bundle of stuff I bought in the last town?
Uh-huh. What's in it?
Oh, lots of things. A rope.
A rope?
Yeah. And a green blanket.
The walls of Jericho.
Right.
Is there anything else?
Yeah, hand me that little package.
This one?
That's it.
What's in it?
You'll see. There.
A trumpet? A toy trumpet?
Yeah, I never took a lesson, but I guess I can manage it. Listen to this.
Oh, Peter, it's beautiful.
And the curtain falls on our final act of It Happened One Night, starring Connie Blick as Claudette Colbert in the role of Ellie Andrews, and Christopher Stuckey as Clark Gable in the role of Peter Warren. We hope you've enjoyed tonight's program, brought to you by the Heartland Theater Company, WGLT, and of course, our sponsors, the makers of Lux Soap. Our cast included Joel Shoemaker as the bus driver, Holly Roke as Mrs. Dyke, John D. Poling as Mr. Dobbs, Joe Strupek as Mr. Gordon, Leo Vargas Steinbacher as a newsboy, Carol Scott as the switchboard operator, Eric Schacht as Baker, and Craig Feda as the detective. Rich Tenaglia appearing as Mr. Andrews and Chuck Pettigrew as Oscar Shapley appeared through courtesy of Columbia Pictures. Our Lux ladies were played by Jenna Cohn, Gail Hess, Linda Reddick, and Kendall Katz. Your host, Cecil B. DeMille, was played by Reese Lovell. The production was written by Robert Riskin, directed by Robert Quinlan, audio engineered by Tony Reimer, and stage managed by Gail Dobbins. For all of us here at the Lux Radio Theater, this is your announcer, Larissa Strong, saying good night from Hollywood.
You are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. This has been the Weft Courier for Thursday. Join us for the Weft Courier every weekday for Democracy Now! At 4 p.m., followed by two additional programs of information.